So in our journey through this season of Advent, it's often, you know, strikes me that there's very little about this season if it's just this time of preparation for Christmas. You know, the readings certainly don't give us that indication. You know, the first week is always that sense of darkness and judgment and that whole sense of preparing for the final end. And then we have the intervention of John the Baptizer, who comes pointing the way, preparing the way, reminding us of all of those things that we long for, all of the things that we lose when we get caught up in sin, when we get distracted from following the way of God. But here, on our fourth Sunday, we finally arrive at the person whose yes is able to bring this whole project to its completion in the birth of Jesus. Now, Mary is a wonderful and beautiful figure. Now, I don't know which of the different kind of scenes that are presented in the Gospels and the Acts is your favorite about the life and story of Mary. You know, I know for a lot of people, it is the Annunciation. It's that moment when, in her confusion, she's simply able to surrender and say that complete and absolute yes to God. Maybe it's here at the Visitation, or maybe it is at the birth, just the kind of the fragility that she experienced in that moment. And again, just the wonder of what she was able to do. Perhaps it was as she was raising Jesus and moments like the finding of Jesus in the temple. Perhaps it was in the Gospel of John and the scene there of Our Lady at the wedding in Cana and that determination that she has to tell the servants, just do whatever he tells you. Or later at the cross, when she's there weeping and mourning, but she's there present for Jesus to comfort him and to provide the reassurance that he needs. Or later with the other apostles gathered in the upper room for the great wonder of that moment of Pentecost, when she's there to be that motherly presence as the church is able to be born. They're all the different moments that we have in the Gospels and in Scripture of the life of Mary. There are others, of course, from devotion and from tradition that aren't recorded in Scriptures. But I think this moment of the Visitation, there's something powerful in this. And I think there are three things that struck me as I was reading it and praying with it during the week. The first is just this sense of Mary's eagerness, her desire. She goes and sets out with haste, as quickly as she could, to go to the town in the hill country of Judah. Now, Luke, of course, has it that Mary and Joseph at this stage are living up in Galilee, living in Nazareth. But Matthew's Gospel records that she's already living there in Bethlehem, which makes a whole lot more sense geographically, that they've already settled in Bethlehem. That's just the place where they come from. And it's only later that they eventually make their way up to Nazareth to get away from King Herod. And so to travel from Bethlehem to the hill country of Judah is not a long distance. And so it would be possible that she could even go by herself if it's only, you know, a half a day's walk or whatever it might be. But she sets out to go as quickly as she could. That sense of that desire. There's nothing that's going to hold her back. She becomes that model of discipleship for us, this sign that when we know what is the right thing to do, there shouldn't be anything that gets in the way of that. You know, just that determination to say, yes, I need to do this, and so I will do this. And she's able just to go in the act of service, even though, no doubt, you know, she's experiencing her own discomfort and her own sense of, you know, all of the experience of those early days of pregnancy, none of which I've experienced, but that whole profound sense of that vulnerability that no doubt she feels in this moment. And yet, her first desire is to serve. Her first desire is to give of herself so that she can help her older cousin in her own need. And then as she arrives and they greet and they welcome each other, we're told then that the child in the womb of Elizabeth leaps for joy. that John is even in this moment able to recognize just the presence of God, the presence of love, the presence of wonder. And he's able to, you know, to share that with his mother and Elizabeth through that moment. Then with the third thing, is then filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, long before Pentecost, long before the announcement of the good news, long before Jesus offers himself on the cross, long before all of that sense of the forgiveness of sins that we're able to receive, Elizabeth, representing all of those who have gone before us, all of those who simply recognize the presence of goodness and truth, she's open and she's capable. And so God presents himself in the person of the Holy Spirit, that she is able to be filled with the Spirit. You know, not just a little bit, but filled with the Spirit. And sometimes I think we can so restrict the categories of God. So say, look, God, you're only allowed to operate in this little place. You're only allowed to do this one thing. But God will say, no, I'm not going to stick to your silly categories. I am prepared and I long that you might experience this fullness and this richness. And Mary and Elizabeth here represent that very best for us. You know, as we go into this final week of preparation for Christmas, as we open ourselves to these movements, let's also allow ourselves to go in haste. Let's also recognize those movements within us that might call us to reach out to somebody, that might make that phone call, that might seek to bring about that reconciliation in that relationship, to heal that old wound, to bring forgiveness to our own sense, that maybe there's something that we've been clinging to or holding on to, and we have the opportunity during this week to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, to be forgiven all those things, to let go of all of whatever it is that is preventing us from being free, from living in that freedom. What is the thing that might bubble within us and we suppress it, when in fact we want to leap for joy, when we want to dance and shout aloud, when we want to let this very presence of God be for us and allow us to experience that joy? How can we be open to the Holy Spirit this week? How can we let the Holy Spirit be released within us to bring that freedom, to allow us to fall more deeply in love with God? Let's pray that Mary might point the way for us, that she might guide us and direct us into that fullness of life that we're able to experience with God.